Shalom Aleichem, Abiyafav Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Bechoros Nun Zayin, Bechoros 57b, pagination is 114, starting at the Mishnah about midway on the page. So there are a number of cutoffs during the course of the year regarding Maaser Behema, the tithing of animals. Now, we are familiar with different types of the term Rosh Hashanah during the course of the year. The first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah starts off, Arba'a Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. So we have a Rosh Hashanah as we know it of Kobay Olam Ba'in Lefanav Kivnei Maron. Every person passes in front of Hashem on the Day of Judgment. We also have a Rosh Hashanah that we are familiar with of Tu B'Shvat. The 15th day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, regarding the halachas of trees, tithing. Another Rosh Hashanah listed is regarding Maaser Behema, and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Echad Be'elul, it's the first of Elul, according to the Tanakhama, we'll find out that that's Reb Meir. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shimon say, Be'echad, Be'tishrei, it's the first of Tishrei. So as far as Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema goes, there's an opinion that says the first of Elul, and there's an opinion that says the first of Tishrei. So there's a month in between those two opinions. And we'll see that at the end of our Mishnah. But before we get there to the concept of change of year, which comes with a very specific halacha that you can't tithe the animals born this year with those born last year. Chodesh and Yosha, new and old, can't be mixed. We're going to discuss a different concept, which is Geronos, that the animals were grouped over the course of the year into groupings such that they should be tithed on a regular basis. You don't wait till the end of the year to tithe them. They were tithed regularly. The Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, 7th Perek, Halacha Ches, tells us, Kavu Chachamim Shlosha Zmanim B'Shana L'Maisa Behema. The Chachamim designated three times during the year that this mitzvah, Maaser Behema, should be taken care of. And when that time comes, you're not supposed to do any mechira or shechita until you do the Maaser. Even though technically, if you shechted, it would still work. It would be kosher. It's okay. And we'll discuss in our Mishnah what those three times are. The Rambam writes, V'lama kavu, and why did they establish these three times? This is independent of the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, just imposing that people should take care of it. Says the Rambam, Kedei sh'tiyena abeimas mitzuyas l'olei regalim, so that animals should be available for those who needed them at the time of Yom Tov. And even though technically people could sell their animals, but typically they wouldn't. Hayu nimna'im, people refrained from selling animals until they were ma'aser, v'yasu ha-mitzvah, they want to do the mitzvah. And it's like a cash flow issue, an animal flow issue, to make them available. And that's indeed what we see in the first opinion, which is the one the Rambam paskins, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that clearly it's 15 days before each Yom Tov, is clearly in sync with this reasoning to make the animal available in time for Yom Tov. So the Mishnah states, Shalosh Geronos L'Maaser Behema, there are three groupings for Maaser Behema that we tell you that you should take care of it. Bifras HaPesach, half of the time before Pesach, meaning the 30 days before Pesach that we're involved in the Yom Tov, half of that is the time when you would do the Maaser, so that's out of 30 days before Pesach, of preparing for Pesach, so 15 days, that means Rosh Chodesh Nisan is your time, Uvefras ha'atzeres, and 15 days before Shavuos, ubefras ha'chag, and 15 days before Sukkot, that would put you at Rosh Hashanah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Mishnah continues with other opinions, but again, as I mentioned, the Rambam Paskins like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos tells us, Tap Tosfos, Mefarish b'Gemara, Tesvav Yom de Peros Lashon Perusa Palga de Lamed Yom. Peros is like a broken off piece. So that means half of the 30 days Shedorshin Behochas HaPesach Kodem HaPesach, of the 30 days that we prepare, we start learning the laws of Pesach before Pesach. This is similar to the concept of Palag HaMincha. Half of the Mincha time period before sunset, which has its own halachic ramifications, also a portion, a half, specifically. Skipping into the Mishnah, you'll see Rabbi Meir at the end of a line. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Be'echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. It's the first of Elul, that's the actual Rosh Hashanah. So you have to do these three tithing times. But the actual Rosh Hashanah, that you have to keep the animals separate, those born before this date, that's demarcated, and those after, that's Rosh Hashanah. That Rosh Hashanah is Echad be'elul. Ben Azai Omer, Ho'elulin mis'asun b'fnei atzman. Ben Azai says, those born in Elul have their own Maiser, because we're not sure if they're included in last year's or the future years. And that's because there's a dissenting opinion. Kol ano lada me'echad b'tishrei ad esrim v'tisha be'elul harei elu mitstarfin. There's an opinion that says that it's the first of Tishrei that's the cutoff, and anything from Tishrei until the last day of the next Elul is all one group. So because we have two different opinions here, one that says that it's Echad and Elul, and other says that it's Echad of Tishrei, Ben Azai ruled that you should be Machmir both ways, and from Tishrei to the beginning of Elul is clearly a unit, but the Elul ones, do they go to last year or the future year? That Ben Azai says they should be Maisered only Elul animals with other Elul animals. And as we mentioned, the opinions of what day is the Rosh Hashanah of Maisa Behema, whether it's Echad be'Elul or Echad be'Tishrei, correspond to the Shitas that are brought in the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.